While every head is bowed, we just say thank you, Father, for your Son. Oh, thank you that we come boldly in Jesus' name. God, thank you how you break up the fallow ground. God, breaking up the ice on the pews. Thank you, Lord God. It's wonderful to worship and praise the name of Jesus. Lord, let it just be something that's free. God, if this is something that's unknown to ones here today, let them see the beauty to say, Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. I praise you. I give you thanks. Lord, that's what's going to go on forever in heaven. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have a glorious body like unto your own to praise you with. Now, Lord, we're going to take this time that you've given us so sweetly, and Lord, we ask that you and you alone be magnified, that this be such a precious time that you strike deep in the hearts. God, all of us need to grow more in your love. And Lord, thank you that God is love, and thank you that you sent this comforter, that this Holy Ghost, Lord God, that we can turn this meeting over to the Spirit of the Lord. And thank you, God, that he comes and he takes the love of God and he sheds it abroad in our hearts. Lord, help us. We need you. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace today. Let everyone know that every need, every encouragement, every victory is at the feet of Jesus. We give you the praise, we give you the thanks and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's open up our Bibles today to the 23rd chapter of Luke. That's the 23rd chapter of Luke. We'll begin reading from the 33rd verse. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a subscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth unto the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And John 19:30 tells us, it is finished. Okay, let's go to heaven. Oh, it's almost just as good as being there. Praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. It is finished. He hath risen. Two of the most wondrous truths, the most precious realities. Oh, my goodness. There could ever be. There's nothing iffy about it. Nothing at all. Thou art the Christ. Jesus Christ lived a perfect, a sinless life, completely obedient to the Father, obedient even unto death. He suffered, he died, and he became sin for us. He tasted death for every man. He died for the sins of all men. And he finished it all. And after 3 days and three nights, by the power of God, he rose again. Praise his name. It is finished. And how precious that that ending brought our beginning. And it really did. Praise his name. The beginning of something brand new. The beginning, brothers and sisters, that we could enter into a knowledge of the simplicity of the love of God. The simplicity of Jesus Christ. I love you. And nothing can ever separate you from my love. I'm giving everything, praise the Lord, that I have for you. Will you receive this free gift? That whosoever believeth on the Son of God shall be saved. Did you hear that again? Whosoever believeth on the Son of God shall be saved. I'm working on it. You ain't working on anything. Believe. 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 Hallelujah. That we are saved. Isn't it wonderful? By grace. We are saved by grace. We're not saved by works. We're not saved by deeds. We're not saved by pedigree. We're not saved by joining a church. We're not. Do you believe the Word of God is the divine Word of God? Do you believe that this is His truth? Well, listen to this again. We are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself. You did not do a thing. There was no working of you in it. The work was done on the cross. It is finished. This is a great deal. This is incredible. It's called the very love of God. It is finished. And we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It's a gift. And if you know anything about a gift, you didn't do anything to get it. It was given. It was free. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Many are sitting here today. My goodness, I didn't realize we were just going to pick right up in Galatians again and go on the Wednesday night Bible study. I pray we never get out of this. We should never. It's called the grace of God. And he said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isn't it awesome? I'm telling you, as you leave here today, before you eat that dinner, break open your Bible, read Romans chapter 3 through 7, and just rejoice. You'll feed so much, you'll just burst. It'll be just so incredible, and I'll tell you what, you'll get to the end, and maybe in Romans 3:28, you'll conclude as well, that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. What you working on? Do you know the Word of God says that when we cease from our own works, that we enter into the rest of God? You know, that sounds pretty good to me. How about you? I love to hear that, the rest of God. See, God didn't give me something that, you know, was pretty good or this. He gave me His very own. Just like that peace I leave with you, it's my peace. Isn't that wonderful? The Holy Spirit taking the things of Christ and making them ours. We have His life. We have everything, praise God, in that wonderful Son, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, as I was just being enriched and encouraged in the Lord in this, see, when we embrace the beauty of it is finished, it brings the reality of how free we are. That as the Word of God that says, whom He has made free is free indeed. We talk about chains and I'm bound and I'm this. That's a lie. That's the devil's lies. I go to the Word of God and He tells me whom I've made free is free indeed. And the Word of God goes on to tell me, okay, son, now lay aside every weight. You're just holding the chain. It doesn't bind you. You're just holding it. What am I doing with these? I love to fly, and I tell you many times, the plane flies better when there ain't a lot of weight on it. If there's too much weight, that thing ain't going to fly at all. Lay aside. Lay him aside. Whom He has made free is free indeed. Okay. Now in that, then, I have confidence in something. And you may not even realize it, but I have confidence in Christ in me. See, I don't have confidence in me. I have confidence in the life that came to live in me the moment I said, Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. Bam! The transformation was made from death to life everlasting. That life came to dwell in me. It's the life that reigns. Hallelujah. It's the life that lives. The moment I said, I believe, His perfect life came to live in me. And the Word of God goes on to say that even when I believe not, okay, if you still think you're working and holding something out, here we go. Even when I believe not, He abideth faithful. And He's not just abiding faithful from somewhere over yonder. He's abiding faithful in me. Christ in me. That's my faith. Hallelujah. That's the life. That's the Son of God who lives in you. Not just in pastor because he gets excited about the things of God. Praise the Lord. We get excited about the things of God because of Christ in us and us in Christ. Hallelujah. We just need to rise up and realize a little bit more of who we are. We'll get to that in a minute. But it's so absolutely wonderful that this precious life lives in us and that He cannot deny Himself. It's just that way. You're born of God. As I witnessed to that man yesterday, I said, you got children? He said, oh yeah, I got children. He said, I got one that loves to be around me and one that doesn't. I said, oh, this is really good. I said, just like God's children. It's the truth, isn't it? I said, now let me ask you something, man. Do you really love them both the same? Oh, he said, yes, I do. And he said, it's even kind of funny. I even tend to that one that's ornery a little bit more than the one that's listening to me. Whom He loves, He chastens. He does, doesn't He? He's after you. But He does it in such a gentle way. He does it. And He woos you with His love. And He says, come unto Me. Come unto Me. And I know by God's grace, His people are one thing. We're weak. We're needy. And we find our strength. And we find our rest. And we find our supply in Him. Praise God. No man can pluck them out of My hand. Know that. It's impossible for a child of God to be separated from His love. Know these things. Rejoice in these things. And I'll tell you what, you'll grow up. And maybe that's the first time you've heard this here today. I don't know. And that's really okay. But now you've heard the Word of God. And it's a wonderful thing that we hear the Word of God. We're hearing the promises of His love to His children. And one of His greatest promises is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will in no wise cast you out. You're awful quiet. You're trying to think about, maybe. Oh, no. I will in no wise. It's impossible. It's the seed that remaineth. It's incorruptible. Listen to those words. How much that He loves you. And how much that you will never be separated from His love. Now, you see, at that very moment that we talk about it is finished, and the brother spoke about it this morning, I was rejoicing. The veil was rent in twain. There was a veil that separated the Holy of Holies that they could not go into, but now it was fully accessible. See, there was always a need back in the Old Testament times of a high priest that would come in once a year, that would bring the sacrifice, that would sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat. year after year after year, a remembrance of sin. But praise the Lord, but then came the Lamb of God. Oh, yes. And once and for all, it was all paid, it was finished. And today, it says in the Word of God that we have a better promise. We even have exceeding great and precious promises. Oh, how many times I hear people, oh, if I could have only lived back there with Moses. Oh, I would have had great faith watching that sea part and watching this. I'm having the greatest of faith watching people grow up in Christ in all things. I'm watching people by the God's grace receive the Holy Ghost and getting their eyes enlightened to the understanding that God is searching right now. He's seeking a people for his name's sake. He said to his son in ages past, son, it's not good for man to live alone. Yep, for Adam, but more importantly for his son. Son, you're going to have a wife. Oh, the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. A lot of people wonder about that pierced side. Why did they have to pierce that side? Well, there was a precious rib portion that was spoke on long time back about a wife, and her name was Eve, and she suffers together with him. He saw her upon that cross. Even when he entered into Jerusalem, he rode upon that donkey. But if you read that story, there was another one that was tied to it, a little foal. And no one rode on that that anyone could see. But I'm telling you, his wife was there with him. You ready to take up your cross? You ready to go all the way? Hallelujah. By the grace of God, you will. Because, see, it's even his desire to finish you with his best, even more than yours. And as that brother, so precious, God told him, I've come for thy words. He heard that brother say those things. And I believe he's heard you say, I will go. He's got good ears. Well, I didn't say it too loud, Lord. Oh, I heard you say it. I will. Oh, my goodness. Now, brothers and sisters, it all began with that veil rent in twain. We come boldly to the throne of grace. We have a direct line. There is now but one mediator between God and man. Did you hear that? There is one mediator between God and man, and that's the Lord Christ Jesus. He is your advocate to the Father. You go boldly in there. Hallelujah, the Holy of Holies was where God dwelt. And now that veil was taken away. Praise be to God, we got direct access. We go in there freely. Matter of fact, we're there today in spirit. We've come in Jesus' name. We're in the throne room. God is pleased. My goodness, they're standing, thanking, hallelujah, for the praises of the sons of God. This is how it is. You've got to get the mind of Christ in this, in the Word of God. In Hebrews 11, you get to the 40th verse. If you know anything about Hebrews 11, it's the champions of faith. It says, by faith, by faith, by faith. Amazing. By faith, Moses did this, and by faith, Jacob did this, and by faith, Ruth, and by faith, Esther. How wonderful. But it gets to that 40th verse, and it starts talking about you. And you know in that word it says, without us, they cannot be made perfect. Did you know that in that same verse it says, a better thing for us? What are we murmuring about? Christ is in you. You got hope. And my goodness, if he'll turn that light on in your life, you'll abound in hope. You'll be standing on the pews, not sitting on them. You'll be thanking God for the work of the Lord in your life. You'll be thanking him and steadfast that, Lord, I am your workmanship. I'm not worrying about, or my life isn't predicated upon happenings. My life lives in the happen that happened on the cross. Praise God that you were crucified for me. Now, brothers and sisters, this better thing is grace. It's God's undeserved love. But even more than God's undeserved love to us, it's the power that brings his love alive and working in us, knowing that I am God's workmanship. I was looking at these lilies as I came in the other night. Do they try to grow? They don't try, do they? They just grow. And why do they just grow? Because of the seed that is going to grow into a lily. Because that seed remains. And thanks be to God, you got a seed. Hallelujah. Every one of Christ, dear children, have his seed, have his life. And we don't toil, we don't try. We grow by grace. And thanks be to God, that grace comes through his word. It comes through prayer. It comes through all of these things that add to our life and grow us up into Christ Jesus. Now, I know this kind of talk doesn't please a lot of folks. And I'm talking about God's word talk. And I'm talking about making people that are upset that are called religious. I'm talking about those that are self-workers. I'm talking about those who try to organize. I'm trying to talk about those that are the organizations that love to control people, that try to control people by keeping them in fear, or that try to control or motivate people through feeling or happenings. Let me tell you something. Many religions of today claim that they are the way. There are many religions that are out there that claim that they are the church. Well, I've got news for you. Matter of fact, I got good news for you. Jesus is the way. He's not confined to these four walls. You can't confine him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. Praise his name. And then thanks be to God. His children. Get this. And if you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you're one of them. We're the church. We're the church. Are you bold in that? When you step out of this service here today, did the word of God change? If you're visiting here today and maybe you get back around family that might be religious, are we going to cower and say, well, okay? Or do when we go back to where maybe we went to church before and, hey, I'm not coming up again against flesh and blood. This is spiritual wickedness we're talking about. See, you can say, well, that's a pretty strong statement. I'm just saying that's the word of God. See, we preach Jesus Christ and him crucified because that's what the word of God tells us to preach. And if we give glory to anything else, to any of our flesh, that's refuge to God. It's an abomination to God. God gave the life of his only begotten son. Do you get just an inkling of how interested and how adamant he is about us giving glory to the Lamb of God? The simplicity in that life that I've given you everything. As he hit me one day, son, I'm all in. I'm all in for you. I loved you and I love you with everything I have. I've given you the Lamb. I've given you my own son. God help us. Now, the answers are not in man. The answers are not in their religious ideas. The answer the Word of God tells us is right here in Christ. And it just so happens by his grace that we have him right here in our Bibles. Isn't it awesome? I'm often asked, man, where did you go to seminary? Where did you hear things like that? You know, and I've been thinking, I know Brother Hill used to say he went out to Brush College in the sticks. And I'm thankful to God, the Lord's encouraged my heart to tell people, I went to the road to Damascus College. Did you go to that college too? See, the road to Damascus was where Paul was hit with the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, the revelation of Jesus Christ is not from men. It's not of men. It's of Christ. And thank you, Jesus, that it's by your Spirit that you know if there's a heart that's waiting and willing to receive this message, of the gospel of the grace of God, He'll meet you with it. He is faithful and true. Praise God how He is ever ready to bring the word of God. And as we close this, I have to tell you, the Lord has given me such a sweet desire today for our hearts. And you know, it's pretty much the same every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that God's precious people grow up in Him. That we really get a vision of who we are in Christ. That we know what we've been born into. I was thinking, people are getting excited about this wedding that, God willing, is going to happen. Well, Brother John, I don't want to go there. Kind of a personal thing between us. But there's a prince getting married next week. Now, if I told you or we had knowledge that he was living under the abutment of a bridge down here on the Platte River Way, you'd say, well, what's wrong with that guy? He's nuts. He's lost his mind. His father is going to be the king. His grandma is the queen. He's got a palace. What would he be doing pushing things around in a cart or begging for food? Do you know I'm looking at the children of the God of everything? No, I'm telling you. I'm talking to me too. What are we living like? Sometimes we live just like paupers. And we've got a palace not built with the hands of men. We're talking about whose maker is very God of very God. Oh my goodness. We've got something he's building over there. We should be cheering. We've got a champion who in that life has made us more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And I'm thanking God every day that, Lord, you're giving me more of a vision for it all the time. Praise the Lord. I'm already seated together with you in the heavens in Christ. But you're even encouraging me on. Oh, no, son. I want you to take the throne with me. I want you to be glorified together with me. Now, again, is your self-righteousness going to say, well, I think it's just going to be fine to stand before that throne? Well, that would be fine if that's what God had intended for me to have. I would say, thank you, Lord, for that opportunity to even be in your presence. But you know, in the Word of God, he said, I don't want you to stand afar off and look at these things. I want you to get right down here in the midst of the glory. There's nothing more sweet to my heart than for you to rule and to reign jointly with me. God, over and over through his Word, he wants you to take that place. And again, he'll come back and tell you over and over again, and maybe you'll finally get it. Lord, if I'm going to take that place, I know I can't do anything. I couldn't save myself in the first place. It had to be your grace. And thanks be to God, most of the time I don't even feel like going to church, but somehow the love of God just lifts me up and I go. And it's amazing how when I get around the people of God and I get around the Word of God and we start praising the Lord, man, I get to feeling so good. And hallelujah, you take me to another little glory and another little glory. And I know a lot of times in the week I fail, I make mistakes, I say things that I shouldn't. But Lord, I know you abide faithful. I know this is your life that lives in me. And Lord, I know that, praise God, that this conviction's coming more quick every day. And Lord, it does get a little bit better. And I feed upon your word and I get a little bit stronger every day. And I see that man that I was. And hallelujah, I glory in the man that I am. And I've got a vision of the man that you want me to be. You want me to rule and to reign with you, Lord Jesus. I understand that's got to be by grace. I understand that, hallelujah, it's got to be only your work. I understand very simply that in the very beginning when those offerings were brought, it had to be the Lamb of God. Anything else was going to be something that would be rejected. It's abominable to me. Man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Take it! It's so awesome, it's so free, it's so wonderful. You've got it. Everything else in this life you've had to work for. You've grinded for it. Come on, you know it. I'm looking at faces. I see the weariness. It's commendable. Thanks be to God that we can do it heartily unto the Lord. But this is about forever. And God wasn't messing around. He gave you His Son, and He said, this is the life now that isn't just before you, it's in you. This is the life that believes. This is the life that loves. This is the life that has joy. That is the life that can transform a wretch like me. That had me in a lot of things in this world, but 6 years ago, I couldn't say no. I take no credit for it. It was just, yes, Lord. And I pray if the Lord tarry, tomorrow it'll be the same. If I'm digging a ditch, waving a flag, conducting as a master some of the servants, as the Word of God says, it doesn't matter. It's just all to the glory of Him. Now, you think it's time that we quit being tossed to and fro? See, I think it's time. I think it's time for us to be settled and grounded in faith, sure in God's Word. There is but one faith, and that's the faith of the Son of God. And here it is. And praise the Lord, He's made us new creatures in Christ, that Christ lives in us. Speaking of that prince in Galatians 4:1, it tells you you're a child of the King. But it even goes on to tell you you're Lord of all. But see, you got a choice. You can stay a child, but you're not going to be anything but like a servant. You're not going to understand the privileges and the beauty, how incredible that kingdom is that your Father has. And He's telling you, grow up. He's got a king vision for you. But somehow, some way, we get off to thinking there's something more important in this world. Oh, I could be manager of my department. Or I could rule and reign jointly with Christ in the throne. He's got a lot of patience, doesn't He? I'm going to close it. I think you get it, and I'm thankful. But the Lord's encouraged my heart today. A lot of people here today I hadn't seen. And I pray that you know Christ is your Savior. We started out today talking about the one fish. I'm thankful to God He's interested in that one fish. And I was able to tell that man about a story that you'll find in Acts 8 about a man that was riding in a chariot who was reading the Word of God. He was an Ethiopian, it said, and he was well-to-do. And God had a man of God that He sent after him. And his name was Philip. And he said, you know, Philip, I want you to run after that chariot. And I want you to go and tell that man about me. So Philip, he caught that chariot. And he jumped on in there and he asked the man, what are you reading? And he said, well, I'm reading from Isaiah. And he said, well, do you know what you're reading? And he said, well, how can I know what I'm reading unless somebody teach me what I'm reading? And so Philip began to tell him about the things of God. And it says, and he preached to him Jesus. And they went on their way for a little bit of time. And I'm sure that that man received a lot of the Word of God. And he looked out of that chariot and he saw the water down there and he saw these ones being baptized. Kind of like what we're going to do tonight. And he said, you know, what prevents me from being baptized? And Philip looked at him. Could you imagine his eyes fastened on him? The very eyes of the Lamb of God. Do I need to work? Do I need to do something? What can I do? And Philip looked at him and he said, believe with all thine heart and thou mayest. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It never grows old, does it? Never grows old. Now let's bow our heads. If there is one out there right now, in your heart, by God's grace, if you have not taken Christ as Savior, if you don't know if you've taken Christ as Savior, if you're banking on your membership to a church, I encourage you, get her done. Lord, I believe that thou art the Son of God. Jesus, I believe that you are my Savior. And in that sweet, precious moment, mustard seed of faith, you've become a child of the living God. All of the things that we've rejoiced in this morning, Christ has assured them by his death and resurrection that they are yours, and that whosoever believeth in me shall never die. For I am the resurrection and the life. And praise be to God, I died willingly and joyfully upon that cross to bring many sons to glory. Now, Lord, we rejoice in the blood of the Lamb today. We thank you for the free gift. We thank you for your love and your word, which is all powerful. God, move hearts this morning. God, change our lives just a little bit more. Let our lives sing just a little more happy tune. God, get us in harmony with your love to your children. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your word of truth. And in Jesus' name, we say, Lord, we love you. Amen.